This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
KNC Masterpiece back here on 105.3 The Fan. It's time for what I'm going to call more and more Cowboys questions that matter as we waste away waiting for training camp. Because we already did the segment, and then we did more questions. So now the only logical thing is to do more and more.
And more, more, more.
Well,
more.
That will only happen if we do another one of these.
Gotcha.
All right. Cowboys questions that matter. I will start with this. Who needs to take a bigger leap this season? Mozzie or Guyton?
This is interesting. I still, because I've said this so many times now, if the Cowboys offensive line is good, this can be a very good team. And I say good as in just better than last year. Everybody across, like, Cooper Beebe's got to be better.
Right.
We give Cooper Beebe a lot of credit for being good and serviceable last year. And it also, because Guyton wasn't good, it takes a lot of everything off Cooper Beebe's plate. If everybody was good, Cooper Beebe would have been a point we would have been looking at going, he needs growth. So Tyler Guyton is a key to that because he plays such an important role at the position. Kevin, I don't know if you've seen the story. He's been working with Tyron Smith at a little bit of a camp, kind of similar to the OL masterminds that Duke Manyweather does. Tyron Smith's got his out there in Vegas, and he's been working with him not just on like the mentality of the position, but he's definitely like, hey, ask all the questions you can. Let me show you how I strike, where I strike, the reason I put my hands here, and all these things. Tyron Smith was fantastic during his career. He was a pleasure to have, to be able to learn from him. And DeMarcus Ware even talks about how he learned and how he taught him, you know, those things together. If Tyler Guyton can just pin himself to Tyron Smith's hip and ask questions and learn from him, I think he's going to take that big step. I need Mozzie to be good. I need Tyler Guyton to be better.
Okay. Alec, who do you need to take the bigger leap this season?
It's a weird question to answer because it's two really important things to me. Stopping the run and keeping my quarterback on his feet. So which is more important to me? To give you a fair answer, I'm going to say Mozzie because of how long it's taken. Tyler Guyton, it's year two. And I think he has the talent within himself already. Like, I do think he will be good at some point in time. I hope it's this season. I'm not going to predict it's this season yet, but I do hope so. With Mozzie Smith, it has been such a slow burn, it feels like.
Yeah.
And, you know, you did invest a first-round pick in what you would call the not-so-sexy position.
Right.
So you expect, just as a football fan, you expect that if you're going to go to a not-so-sexy, what people don't think is as important as an offensive lineman, as a receiver, so on and so forth, I need him to be good right now. I need him to be good today. So I do think that because the clock is kind of running out for him, I'm going to say Mozzie.
Now, I want you guys to pull up the Cowboys schedule, and we'll get to this question in just a second. But in the meantime, somebody did ask who will be the next player to get arrested before week one. Do you believe the Cowboys will have one more arrest before the season starts?
No. That's it. I think they get the one every year.
Okay.
And that kind of sets the, oh, I better not. So I think, but Kevin, you know this. Ray Lewis told us a long time ago. He said, if there's a strike and there's a long period of time, there's no football.
Right.
Crime. And so I feel like it's just, it is kind of that window between where the OTAs and mini camps are and when the season start or whenever training camp starts. There's that window of crime could happen. And I think that's what Ray Lewis was kind of warning us about. So, but I say no more.
All right, Alec.
I say no more.
Oh, Alec, he said no more. So I'm sorry you don't get to answer.
Aww.
All right. What is the most important game on the 2025 schedule? Game.
September 4th.
Singular.
Against Philadelphia, the opener.
Oh, man.
If you don't win that one, season's over.
Well, they're going to lose that game.
Oh.
So.
Season's over.
Okay. Alec, if you had to pick one game. So, believe it or not, game I picked. Week 15, hosting the Minnesota Vikings. Hopefully still on Sunday Night Football. We know there has obviously now been a precedent set that maybe you'll pull one of those Cowboys games out of prime time. But they have a weak schedule to start. When everyone's like, oh, this Cowboys schedule is so brutal. Like, take a look at the first half of the schedule. It is weak as hell. So if you don't build up a strong record, you're going to be in a lot of trouble. So the reason why I said the Minnesota game is you host Philadelphia. I'm not saying they're going to lose, but you could see that being a game that they might not win. Then they host Kansas City for Thanksgiving. Again, not saying they're going to lose, but that's going to be a brutal game. Then you're on the road against Detroit. So you're looking at three brutal games where if you come out 2-1, you're probably feeling pretty stoked. And I think that's not the end of the run, because the Chargers and Washington look like they're in position to potentially be really good. But you come back home after a brutal three-game stretch, and I think that's going to be a game that you're going to look at and you're like, if we don't win that game, our season is over.
Yeah, I think you can pick a lot of games late there in the schedule, sure. Too, for sure. Like the Los Angeles one is a really good game to pick there. I'm going to go with the game at Denver. I think you need to win a road game in a stretch of early season road games.
Yes. Because
you're at Philly, at Chicago, at New York, at Carolina, and then at Denver. That's five in the first 8 weeks. And so that's a stretch where I think you have to win a couple of those on the road anyway, New York, Carolina specifically. But Denver would be one of those that, Kevin, I think that's a team that you kind of are evenly matched with. They're a talented defense, maybe the best defense out there.
Okay.
And so you're already going to have to, like, hopefully your offense is ramped up by week eight. And going on the road, how much are you going to hear about Sean Payton all week long, too?
Right.
And Bo Nix. Like, those two things are going to be all over the place. I think going up to Denver and winning a game there is going to be a key for this team, winning on the road.
Now, Alec, just one second. Somebody said 0-3 starts, in their opinion, then your season's over. Like, if you start 0-3...
You lost to the Giants?
At home. If you're 0-3 with this cupcake schedule to start compared to the back half, your season's over. All right? And I'll just throw that out there. All right, Alec. Most important game of the season.
I was tempted to go week 9 against the Cardinals, because the last time we lost to them, it felt like everything kind of fell apart.
Yeah.
But I'm going to go with week 12. You got the Philadelphia Eagles at home. That's kind of right in the meat of the schedule, as we like to say around here, you know? So I've heard. And, you know,
this episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Division opponent, your second time playing them. It's at home. If you've been somewhat consistent and you've been somewhat good up to this point, this is going to be one of those measuring stick games for me where I'm like, okay, can you really hang? Is it just false hope? You know, like, they have a winning record at this point. You can put any amount of wins you want there to fit that narrative. If they can at least hang with them, if it's a close game, if they win this game, which on paper I don't think they would, but right, if they found a way to win that game, that tells me that a lot of things have gone right and this team might actually be for real, because I'm with you. I don't think they win that week one matchup against Philly. So if they can split here, I think they have a chance to make the playoffs.
Now, my next question, do you trust Dak Prescott on the deep throw? Because this was something, and we've talked about this quite a bit, that the connection between him and, I'm just going to focus on Brandon Cooks, was just scintillating in training camp. And then you saw it in the regular season, and it looked like they had never played pitch and catch before. Like, ever. Mm-hmm. And now you have George Pickens, who we've talked about is like the third best deep threat in the league over the past couple of years. Do you trust Pickens is a separate conversation. Do you trust Dak Prescott on the long throws?
Yes. It's interesting whenever you see he's like, he had the fourth best completion percentage on long throws last year. It's insanely weird numbers that I saw the other, it was like 95 0.9. I mean, it may have been yards average or something like that, but he was the fourth best at it, and I was like, this is a ridiculous thing. But I also don't feel like he's ever really had a receiver like Pickens that can do that. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Turpin is a fast guy in space. And when you have a fast guy in space, you can come up with big plays. You can come up with 60-yard touchdowns because you got a fast guy in space. But I need a guy to go up and grab the ball out of the air and beat the two guys that are trying to get the ball from him. And Dak's never really had that. Whether Dak trusts it, does that make sense to you?
Yeah.
There have been a lot of times where I'm like, I don't think Dak trusts that guy's going to catch the ball. And sometimes, Troy Aikman learned this, a lot of the great ones have learned, I just got to trust my receiver. It's going to work out more often than it's not, is the hope. And I hope that if Dak Prescott trusts his receivers deep, I trust him because I trust the receiver he's throwing to. If that all makes sense. If he's throwing a Tolbert deep, I don't.
That's fair. Alec?
I'm going to say I trust him this year.
Ooh,
I'm going to say I trust him this year. And to Corey's point, I've seen those same numbers, and I'm like, huh, that's fun. Doesn't exactly match up to what we might have seen as of late, but
yeah,
it's just one of those things that, I mean, Daniel Jones, I think 2 years ago, was like the number two or number one best deep ball passer in the NFL, but he still stinks. You know, so like two things can be true at once, but I do think having Pickens on the roster is going to help, and I do think that Pickens is going to look a little bit different in Dallas, too, because he's got better offense around him. He's got better players around him. And I do think that you still see some of that touch, especially on the seam routes with the tight ends. You see that Ford is capable of, you know, laying a little bit of touch on the football. He's capable of it still. He needs the time to do it. So it goes back to the Tyler Guyton thing. Is he going to improve? Is Cooper Beebe going to give him the right time? Are they going to run a kind of offense that even commands that? I don't really know yet, but I do think that I trust him to make that happen.
Now, with all that in mind, what grade would you give the entire, like, your comfortability with it? What grade would you give the Cowboys quarterback room going into the season?
B minus.
Okay.
Sounds fair.
I was going to go B plus.
Ooh, you know what? If you average it out, that's a B. That feels about right to me.
Average.
Yeah. By the way.
Kind of like where the Cowboys are, middle of the pack.
Yeah. By the way, and if Yahoo is doing their off-season power rankings and deep dives like on each team, they put the Cowboys at 18 if you care about such things. I just thought I would let you know. Who replaces Jordan Lewis in the slot? This might be the most complicated question just because of health and everything.
Everybody seems to want Bland to be there, but it seems like he's the only healthy one to be on the outside right now.
Right.
So I will go Bland because he's the best option there at being able to turn his hips both directions. Ravel's going to be an outside guy. That's the future at cornerback for the Cowboys there. And there's no way Diggs is going to do that. He's just not. I don't think that Diggs honestly can play that spot. I think Diggs is very good at being able to push a guy towards the sideline, being able to use the sideline to his advantage and catch up and go that. But I don't think when it comes to turning your hips either direction, he can catch up, but I think if the guy turns, he's gone. So I think that Bland would be the best option out of the ones we have right now.
Yeah, nobody else really makes sense at this point. That's an indictment on the depth at the position right now and just the overall health. I mean, if you add somebody in there to the rotation, maybe you can afford to switch things up and try things and see what they look like. I think right now you can't even afford to try. I think you have to put Deron Bland there because I don't think anybody else is capable of it.
So I want you to consider this because if you're going to, like, let's say you're going to try some stuff, here are maybe some of the options that you would look at. Would you look at kind of converted safeties like Marquise Bell or Wanya Thomas? Would you consider Kalen Carson or maybe not familiar?
Kalen Carson would be a good option.
Yeah.
I know they kind of liked him on the outside too. He called himself the seatbelt and everything.
Ooh, I like that.
But he also benefits from being able to have some guys, you know, the sideline to his benefit. I like that. When it comes to converted safety, that kind of depends on how Eberflus wants to run this defense. Because if that's the case, Kevin, and he's going to bring more of that nickel option in there, that safety is going to be more of a linebacker in that world.
Yeah.
You know, and like he can cover, but I'm rolling him off to a safety and coverage, and I'm focusing on what's in front of me in the run game. And so I don't know about that, but Kalen Carson's a good option because he is another cornerback.
Let me get one more grade from y'all. I was just curious because this popped up in the Yahoo profile. What grade would you give the Cowboys offseason? Now, I realize you'll be able to get a better look at it once the season actually starts or probably finishes. But if you had to right now, what grade would you give the Cowboys offseason?
C plus.
Okay.
I think they did good.
Why the sigh? You seem sad about that.
An underwhelming head coach hire, which it could change.
For sure.
Like he could be the guy. Yeah. But that was underwhelming. Underwhelming free agent additions. Decent draft, but also underwhelming.
Yeah.
So it wasn't anything exciting, and that's exactly kind of the way I like it.
Yeah.
Is that they didn't do anything exciting and splashy just for the headlines. It seems like they said, all right, we got holes to fill, and we got to figure out how to do that while also understanding where our cap situation is going to be because we screwed things up, and we got to pay Micah at some point.
Right.
So like all those things, and Micah's still not signed. So you don't have that done. So there's still some loose ends that need to be tied up. But I think that they did okay. They got, again,
I don't disagree.
People
with you.
Will argue they didn't sign anybody. They did. They signed like nine. They got like maybe like nine additions to this thing.
Just people maybe that they knew.
Yeah. You don't know Jack Sanborn.
Yeah.
And you don't. So you're like, that's not a sexy move to me. But I think it was they did get some work done.
Alec?
It'll be a C plus for now. Get the Micah deal done. I'll make it a B minus.
Okay. You know what?
I feel like it falls in line with what we're used to, so I'm like average.
Yeah, look, it's tough to argue about that. You guys have talked about a lot of mediocre grades in here, and I think that's what some of the expectations are for the Cowboys. So
this episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.